News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders doing a fabulous job. Mr. Matt Cotrillo, our news director, even though he's taking the day off, he's out there clackety-clacking, making sure that all this staff is where they need to be. And you are where you need to be, listening on WKOK, WKOK.com. And some of you good folks are listening on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Now we're going to find out about the National Library Week is coming up. There'll be some activities and some fun and really just some awareness raised to make sure folks keep our good libraries in mind, because they're making a bigger and bigger difference every day around here. We have two individuals on the news line to talk about that. J.A. Babe back on the phone. We've been up to her library a couple of times, and she's been in our studio a couple of times, so we're glad to meet up with her again. She's the library director at the Montgomery House, Warrior Run Area Public Library. Thank you, J.A., for calling in today.
You bet. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing just okay. A little wound up this morning, but that's okay. It's all good. And Melissa good. Melissa Rouse is on the line. We met her years ago, I believe, up at the James V. Brown Library. Is that where we first spoke with you, Melissa?
Maybe. I think it might have been when I was the director at the Montgomery House Library.
You know,
years ago.
Right, I think you're right. Yeah, we're going back less than decades, but more than a few years. So, absolutely, Melissa.
Librarians are timeless.
Well, that is absolutely right. And one thing we're glad that you both did is you said we're going to include Mark Lawrence on your list and WKOK on your list of folks to call when we have to get the word out. Melissa is library director at Dagenstein Community Library now, and she's really hit her stride there, and a lot of good things are happening. Let's talk about National Library Week. We'll start out with J.A. Why have a National Library Week? You know, I know my local Priestley Library is there, but it's critical important that we bring this up and talk about it.
Well, National Library Week, we have it every year. This year is super important because of all the craziness that happened with COVID and the pandemic. And the first thing we want people to know is we're still here. We've been here the whole time. And people are using us in ways they've never used us before. And just like everybody else, we're doing stuff we never thought we'd have to do or that we've never done before.
What is different about a library? Explain what you're doing this year or in the past year that you didn't used to do.
Melissa, go ahead. You take that one.
Okay. So at the Dagenstein Community Library, we actually expanded our Wi-Fi. So before, we actually did have Wi-Fi, but it was only accessible within the building. But through a partnership with the United Way, we actually have it now extending all the way out into the parking lot and also into the park, which is downtown Sunbury. So it's really nice. So even though we might be closed, families can actually pull up with their cars and still be able to have accessibility to the internet.
Well, yeah, and high-speed Wi-Fi, we really saw this underscored a couple of times over. Last year, mid-afternoon on a day when the library wasn't open, a woman and her son in a car, laptops open, working, doing some either schoolwork or work or whatever they wanted to do on the computers, making sure that they got the Wi-Fi. So that's a big aspect of that. J.A., what else are libraries doing today that they may not have been able to or didn't need to do before?
Well, that Wi-Fi is such a central part of it. Our Wi-Fi we also extended, and it runs from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And, you know, you see it, and it's one of those things that just moving forward, you're like, oh, smack yourself on the forehead. That makes so much sense, you know, when you're going somewhere and like with the virus was kind of crazy as far as, you know, like you had families having to take care of each other with like all these restrictions and, oh my gosh, my car registration's expired, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you can just stop by and do that at any point right now. But other things, you know, going forward, I mean, it affects all of your outreach and a lot of these things were like just great ideas to begin with that you just were sort of forced to like look in the mirror and say, how are we going to deal with this? So like summer reading programs coming up, summer learning, summer reading, you know, a lot of emphasis on make and take. Families are busy in the summer in the best of times, you know, so there's a lot of make and take and then bring back and check in type of things to do. Anything digital, you can reach out to us, you know, on all kinds of like platforms. But in like, one of the things that changed for us or that we sort of realized is important is we did wellness checks right from the get-go. If days we couldn't be in the building, we just started calling our most vulnerable customers, a lot of elderly customers, just to check in. And we still continue to do that. So you can call us and either get your parent or your relative on that list, and we still call in and make those wellness checks. And it has made a big difference.
Melissa, tell us how libraries have evolved. Maybe this has been a half a century, long before you came on board. I remember even when I was young, the library was a place to go, not just for books and periodicals, but to do things, to be read to, or to read, or to participate in activities, or watch a CPR class, things like this. Explain how the library really is a sort of a community go-to for many, many things.
Well, so since the whole pandemic started, that's one of the things we have tried to change a little bit more. We were dabbling into social media, and we did have a Facebook page, but we really ramped up our virtual learning program. So we do cooking classes and book reviews and story times and finger plays. All we recorded them, and we've posted them onto our Facebook page as well as our YouTube page. We're slowly now starting to open up the library to have in-person programming again. Again, we do have to have those restrictions of the spacing and the masks, and we do limit it to the number of people that can participate. But when you think of a library, yes, most people think of books, but we are so much more than that. We are truly a community center, and people are stopping by just to see other people. We do have quite a large contingent that come in, and they spend about 30 minutes to 45 minutes reading the newspapers, reading magazines, and just talking to each other. So it's really nice that this is one of the few places in the area that they can actually come in and see other people. And I think as humans, we need that. We're social creatures, and we need to see other people.
J.A., if I came from another planet and I stopped by the Montgomery House Warrior Run Area Library and said, what is this place, what would you say?
What I say? This is where all the information is. And I'm not talking, I'm kind of like to capitalize on what Melissa said. I mean, it's the social hub of, you know, that sort of information, not just like, you know, read a book information. Because as per Melissa's comment, people are stopping in. I've had more conversations about the weather in 1 week than I've had, in an entire year. People are just, it's sort of like the flowers blooming. They just want to come out and see one another. Our people don't stay a long time. They're in and out because of, you know, the situation and just being safe. But they're just that touch point has been really important, and these aliens would be touch pointing with us just like everybody else.
All right, and they'd be able to find everything, and plus they'd be able to get some tax forms. Maybe they can pay some taxes while they're here, too.
Yes.
So that would be there. National Library Week is here, so tell us about that. What additional activities, or maybe just this appearance on the radio might be one of the activities. What else can we associate with National Library Week?
Go ahead, Melissa.
So yesterday we actually went in front of the Northumberland County Commissioners, and they did a proclamation for us for the county, so it is National Library Week in the county. We also, at Degenstein Community Library, we actually have a raffle going for folks that do stop in. They can tell us why they like the library or what they like best about the library, and we'll have a drawing at the end of the week. We've been doing story time, and we've also have an armchair aerobics class. So they've all been doing programs towards libraries. So it's really just, honestly, this week is really just to promote and let everyone know that we are here. We're here for you. If you need anything, let us know. We will try our best to get it for you.
J.A., elaborate if you would.
Sure. The national theme this year is Welcome to the Library. And it sounds so simple, but it really is. It's almost like welcome back to the library. We've been open. Almost all the libraries in Northumberland County have been open for the whole time. But some people just assume that we're closed. So this theme, Welcome to the Library, is just remember, you know, that you can come here, that we are open, that we have a ton of solutions. We have the hotspots that you might need through our partnership with United Way. So if you don't have internet service at home, you can come to the library and check out one of these gadgets. We can help you out with that. we are doing a couple of campaigns in the Montgomery House Library. We're having a campaign online, a Meet the Board campaign. As always, we're looking for people to serve on our board. And we're also doing a puzzle patch, because last month we did some puzzles that pretty much broke the community, and like there's been a clamor for more. So our puzzles can be tricky, but there's a puzzle pack going out for National Library Week. You have we release a new one every day, and you have the whole month to complete your puzzle pack to get a prize.
We'll start with Melissa. We have just enough time for an additional comment, an additional remark. Melissa, you first.
Well, I hope everyone comes out to the library, comes and visit us. As J.A. says, the theme this year is Welcome to the Library, and we want to let you know that the library far exceeds the four walls of the building. We do also have a ton of online services, such as OverDrive, which are e-books for adults, Tumble Books, which are e-books for our children, as well as an entire database of programs on Power Library. So we hope to see you soon.
All right, DagensteinLibrary.org, the website to go to if you're looking for anything that would be happening at the Dagenstein Community Library on 5th Street in Sunbury. Melissa Rouse, thank you so much for checking in this morning. Very glad to hear from you. J.A., an additional remark, please.
Sure. In Northumberland County, we have 7 libraries conveniently spread throughout the county. You know, I always say we look like the I Dream a Genie bottle. And no matter where you are in the bottle, I'm in the cork, but there are libraries, all of us in Northumberland County, that we all want to see you welcome to the library. And also our friends over in Union County and in Snyder County. So, like, pretty much no matter where you are, you have access. And now with the whole digital age, as Melissa was talking about e-books, I mean, 24/7, no matter where you are, you could be on vacation, you could be holed up at home in isolation, and you could still reach out, and we will be there.
All right. Well, yeah, both of you, please keep up the great work. We know you've been offering curbside service and really making sure that folks stay wired in. Just a great, great community resource. We invite you to check out either the Montgomery House Warrior Run Community Library, mghlib.org, the website, or the Dagenstein Library, or any of the other 5 books that go in the bottle. And we're glad that J.A. was here to uncork all the great information that's happening at these libraries. Thank you both so much for checking in today.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. J.A. Babe, Library Director, Montgomery House Warrior Run Area Public Library. Melissa Rouse, Library Director, Dagenstein Library. We have posted on our website the contact information for both of these, plus the other local libraries.